It all starts with a thought. When we transform our thoughts, we transform our world. Let's start with today's transformation. Let's start it right now.
On this episode of Transform Your Thinking, I really want to dive deeper into transformation. How difficult transformation is, and some of those tricks and techniques that I've used to transition out of my old life into a better life. Let's get into this. The first part of transformation is acknowledging that you need to transform. That acknowledgement is hard sometimes, because we have to confront ourselves, ask those deep questions, the whys of how did this all happen to me? Sometimes that why is very important to understand. And sometimes people don't dig deep enough into the situation to understand that why. It's very difficult to slow your mind down and discover yourself deep inside your mind. What makes you tick is very important. And more important, discovering why you think that way. There's a reason. And if you slow down and you accept all the ugliness that comes along with the transformation, that's when you start the transformation. And from there, it's baby steps, baby, one right after the other. And if you challenge yourself and you continue to focus on the past and pinpoint those areas of concern in your life, transformation also starts with accepting yourself for who you are, where you are, at that particular point in time in your life. Sometimes that's hard to deal with. I remember I was an ugly individual, and I've hurt a few people myself. Acknowledging that brings a freedom. Once you find that freedom, your willingness to open up that treasure chest of disparities that we all pack with us, we have to learn to love ourselves. Once we do that, then we can start loving others. Without loving yourself, you cannot love life itself. To love yourself, you have to clean up all of that dirty stuff that we used to do in our life. Discovery. It's a big word. And even more so, it's a deep valley of despair sometimes when we start digging it out. Sometimes that excavation work takes years. This is why a lot of people give up and just go with the status quo in their life. But I'm telling you, 100%, if you stand up to the status quo in your life and you say, no, I want better, I want more, I want completeness, I want to feel good about who I am, what I am, where I am, and more importantly, why I am. You need to ask yourself some deep questions and take that journey of discovery. This is transformation. Transformation, you know, it's always heated. It's turmoil. It is always changing. It's like a butterfly. Going in, it's a little worm, and it wraps itself in its cocoon, and it matures. And when it reemerges, it's a beautiful butterfly. Transformation. Do you understand the heat that it takes to transform? Discovery. It's a process. It's a learning curve for many of us because there's no written manual that tells us this is the way to change your life. No, it's not that simple. Each of us is different. We identify things in different ways. It might be black and white, but we see it in color. And that's what makes us special. We need to harness that power and that special nature of uniqueness. Each of us are different, like a snowflake. There's not one that's truly identical. So the big thing here today is transformation is not going to be easy for any of us. But if we just take baby steps. This is the trick that I used. There's a lot of things in my past that I'm not happy with, but I started to deal with these things one issue, one problem at a time. And I'm not talking about just skimming over. I'm talking, why is that a problem in my life? What happened along the line that made me do this or act like that? That's a deep dive of discovery, and it gets emotional. So we need to baby step that in. Sometimes one problem can take you a year, maybe several years, to really truly understand. You've got to nitpick every aspect of your life to find out these discouraging things that happen. But believe me, that's not how it has to end. Through discovery and loving ourselves, we can transform into anything we want to be. A big key here is there's going to be those people pointing fingers saying, you can't change. You'll always be who you are. Let them talk. Pay no mindset to those that discourage you. If they cannot uplift you, walk away from it and discover better things, better people, and better ways to be you. There's a butterfly in there. And it's beautiful, baby. Go out there and find it. And always remember, you might have to take 1,000 no's before you get one yes. Be happy when you get that one yes. And remember it. Because those nuggets that you get along the way, you'll need that to propel you to the next phase of transformation. I'll see you next time on Transform Your Thinking.
If you found value in today's episode, please share it, like it, and subscribe to the podcast. And join us right back here for our next episode.